know that our bhakti should be pure. Completed?
Yes,
jivhinsa. Jivhinsa. Jivhinsa means?
Violence.
What violence? Not only by killing by hands or anything. By tongue, by mind, by heart. We should not be like, okay, put it, this, envy. You should take envy from our heart. If you want to be pure, you put it. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. This is also hinsa. By tongue, by words, by heart, if you want. So you should try to follow all these things. Have not lobe, greed for worldly things. If I saw anything, oh, I must have these things. Oh, my padoshi, relatives, and
never
have very good cars, but I have not. We should not think like this. Be simple, like Raghunath Das Goswami. Bhalo na khaibe, aar bhalo na pariya, mani mano dhaye sada Krishna naam jaye. Bhalo na khaibe. Don't take delicious food. Only prasadam, remnants, very simple. Otherwise, your tongue and stomach will be ruined. You cannot control your lust and other things. A bhaluna paribet, not good dressing, royal dresses. Don't try to follow. You should follow Raghunath Das Goswami, Ji Goswami, and others. We should try to be like this. It will help. So first you should clear all these things, and then your heart be pure, then Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra can come. Next day, of Jagannath festival was done.
Car
festival. You should know that who is Jagannath, who is Baldev Prabhu, and who is Subhadra. I told the story, you remember all? First, easiest story written in Purans, how Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. They were first in Neel Madhav shape, only one, but after some time they appeared like Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. Then I will tell other reasons and about cause festival.
Once upon a time, in the kingdom called Avanti, there used to live a king. His name was King Indradumna. He was very pious and religious and very devoted. He had a desire that he wanted to...
Marriage was done. Oh, priest, very high class of devotee he was. He gave the hands of that lady, girl, Lalita named, in the hands of his husband, that Vidyapati Basu, Vidyapati. And he told, oh, you are seeing, here is fire, and so many devotees. And he brought a deity of any deity, and told, you will have to promise that I will maintain whole life this girl. And to girl he told, you will have to promise that whole life, this will only be my husband, and I will serve. I will help in devotion. Both. If you are not keeping these words, these promises, and in the meantime you will give up your husband, then you will be culprit and offensive, and you will have to go to hell. And Jam Maharaj, messengers will come and take away. And for husband he told that you should keep always in this mind. If you will divorce your wife, then you will be culprit. And you should never be excused. And then you will have to go to hell. Because sun is here, witness. Chandra is witness. Air is witness. Fire is witness. And deities are also
witness.
If you are falling, being a devotee, well, and not, then you are guilty. And if you realize, oh, this world is false, like these relations are false. Only Krishna is my beloved, like Raghunath Das Goswami. Then he will be quite absorbed in service of Krishna. He will forget everything, these worldly relations. And he then may be like renounce order. If not by danda, but even he is renounce order. He is not guilty if he has given up for the service of Krishna. So we should try to know all these things. If you are not following, then only chanting will not do. Only remembering will not do. You should try to follow Anya Abhilashita Sunnam Gyan Karmat. And what I have told, you should be like this. Like Indian culture, Vaidhi culture. You should be like that. Those who have said no harm, but now from beginning, now, you should be like that. Don't be lusty. If there is lust, then he should be given up. These kinds of society, association. Mahaprabhu has told, reminded so many times, Istri Sangi Eka Sadhu Krishna Bhakta. Those who are Mayavadi, Advait Mayavadi, and those who are having lust, changing all these things, always in bad issues, having so much lust, oh, they cannot be devoted. They should demand this thing. They can be married with process for whole life. And then they can. After that, what became? Then come to Jagannath Baldev Subhadra.
After their marriage, the husband of this daughter, his name was Lalita Sundari, he observed that his father-in-law, he goes out during the night time and he returns during the midday next day, in the afternoon. And when he comes, so much nice fragrance comes out of his body and he looks so blissful and beautiful. And the effect is so mystical, but it is so affecting to the heart and pleasing that he is fully attracted to see when he comes. So Vidyapati was amazed that why is that and how is it that. So he inquired from his wife that where your father go and what does he do that when he comes so much nice fragrance and aroma is coming from his body. Lalita Sundari told to her husband that, oh dear husband, of course, my father has told me not to speak about this to anyone because this is very confidential subject matter. But because you are my husband, so I cannot conceal anything from you. So I must tell you that my father, he goes to worship Sri Sri Neela Madhav, who is very nearby on a hilltop. And he does that, and when he comes, so because he has offered so nice, intimate devotional worship to the Lord, his body is also having the aroma of that wonderful deity. Now Vidyapati, when he heard these words of his wife, that his own father-in-law goes to worship Sri Sri Neela Madhav, and he has been on the mission to search Neela Madhav, he was very much delighted. He felt that as if his mission has been accomplished. Now he insisted that if she can make arrangement that her father can take Vidyapati to that deity. Now, when Vishwavasu Shavar, after worshipping Sri Neela Madhav, he came to his house, then Lalita Sundari, his daughter, very nicely and in an affectionate manner, she went and sat down in the lap of his father, her father, and then caressing his cheek and chin, she was saying, oh dear father, can you give me one boon? Can you give me one benediction? And father lovingly said, of course, my everything is for you. My whole life is meant for you. I shall fulfill all your desires and I shall make you happy as you want. And she again insisted, no father, but this time I am asking something very, 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 very difficult to give. Can you give me? And then when Vishwavasu Sabar assured again and again that yes, I shall fulfill what you want, then she spoke that please take my husband to take the darshans of Sri Nila Madhav. And when Vishwavasu Sabar heard this word, he became silent and grave. How could that be possible? He had never taken anyone. No one knows in this world that how confidentially in a secret manner Vishwavasu Sabar is worshipping the deity of Sri Nila Madhav. But then the girl said, if you will not take my husband, then there is no point in my life to live. If I cannot satisfy and serve my husband, then I shall die. So if you will not take my husband, I will go and I will die, or I will take poison, because there is no meaning to my life. Hearing this word from his daughter Vishwavasu Sabar, his heart melted and he could not control his sentiments, and he said, yes, okay, I will take him, but there is one condition, and the condition is that I'll put blindfold on his eyes, and when I take him to the place, then I'll open his eyes, he can take darshan, and on the way back I'll again put blindfold on his eyes so that he doesn't know the way. So she agreed, and happily she came to her husband and informed her about the whole conversation with her father. And when the day came that Vishwavasu Sabar was ready to take that boy, his son-in-law, to Sri Nila Madhav darshan, then she, in a very nice, intelligent manner, because she was very clever, she gave him some mustard seeds in a small bag, and he kept that bag in his pocket. And as they were going through the zigzag way over to the top of hill to take darshan of Sri Nila Madhav, Vidyapati was dropping one seed one after another on the whole track, falling up to the point when they reached Sri Nila Madhav. Upon reaching in the temple, the Shabar, he took off the blindfold from the eyes of Vidyapati, and Vidyapati took the beautiful darshan of Sri Nila Madhav. He immediately fell flat on the floor, paying his obeisances, and Vishwavasu Sabar told him that you wait here for a few minutes, I will go and I will collect the paraphernalia for worship, flowers, fruits from the nearby forest, and then after worshipping we will go back to our home. Saying these words, Vishwavasu, he left to collect the paraphernalia for worshipping, and Vidyapati was sitting in the temple and he was observing the surroundings, and then he noticed that outside the temple there was a pond, and the pond was filled with very fresh and fragrant water. And on one side of the pond there was a tree, and a branch of the tree was leaning over the water, and a crow was sitting on the branch of the tree. Somehow the crow, he fell asleep or slipped, and he fell into the pond, and he fell and he died at once. But a wonderful, amazing, astonishing thing happened. And what was that? That the same crow who fell in the water and died, he came out as a four-handed form of Vishnu. And immediately Garuda came down from the Vaikuntha planet and he took him on the plane and they went back to Vaikuntha planet. He was liberated just by touching the sacred water of that pond. Vidyapati, when he saw this wonderful scene, he could not control himself, and he immediately ran towards the tree and tried to go onto the branch and jump in the pond so that he can also quickly go to Vaikuntha. Because why to wait? This is so easy. And as he made that attempt and he went onto the branch to jump off, he heard an aerial sound. And he heard, oh Brahman, you should not do this. You should not give up your life, because there is a very special purpose that you have to fulfill. You are here on a mission. You have taken my darshan and you know about this wonderful thing. You should go and describe the whole information to King Indradumna. And then afterwards we will see that you will get my mercy. Hearing the words, Vidyapati, he came down and he again went to the temple room. And after a while, Vishwavasu Sabar returned to the temple and they both worshipped the Lord and then they returned to the home.
No.
But before this, while he was worshipping the deity Sri Nila Madhav, Sri Nila Madhav spoke to Vishwavasu Sabar that, oh dear Sabar, you have been serving me from so many years, and I am very pleased by your service. But now I am desiring a royal service from King Indradyumna, and this Vidyapati has been sent by him to search for me. So now you please make arrangement that I can go to him. Vishwavasu Sabar, when he heard this word, then he could not bear the forthcoming separation from his beautiful and loving deity. He has been serving Sri Nilamata for so many years. How he could let Sri Nilamata go away just like this? So what he did, when he returned back to home, he captured and imprisoned this Vidyapati, so that if he will not leave the house, then king will not know, and then no problem, he can go on worshipping Sri Nilamata. But then again, his own daughter insisted again and again to release and let her husband go. Then Vishwavasu agreed, and then Vidyapati, after getting released from the imprisonment of Vishwavasu Sabar, he came back to his kingdom and reported the whole matter to his king Indradyumna.
Especially that pond, that
incident at the pond
of crow.
Hearing all this information, the whole description, what has happened and how he has reached there, and so many wonderful things he saw there, King Indradyumna, he became so eager immediately to go and quickly bring the Lord in his kingdom. He ordered all his army, he ordered all the ministers and everyone, all the relatives, to get ready. And next day, they made a time that they will march towards Sri Sri Nilamadhav, and with all due honor, they will bring the deity to his kingdom. Now, following Vidyapati, because Vidyapati knows the direction, they reached that place, that village of the Shabar, where Vidyapati had previously come. But they saw, when they reached the hilltop of Sri Nilamadhav, that the whole hilltop was covered with the sand from ocean. And there was no sign of temple, there was no sign of Sri Nilamadhav Didi. Now king became so disappointed and disheartened that, oh, I made all this endeavor, I got the information, I came here, but the Lord does not want to give me darshan. I'm so wretched, I'm not so qualified, I have no qualification to serve him. So what is the point of my living? So he sat down on a hunger strike that he will give his life up by not eating, by not drinking water. And as the king sat down, the few days, he heard again the aerial sound telling him that, O king, do not worry, I am very happy that you want to serve me, but I shall come to you in the form of a trunk of a tree flowing in the ocean. And he told him that you will find this log of tree on Bankim Mohana, a place near Chakratirtha. And this log will be marked by four signs, the conch shell, the disc, the club, the lotus flower. And then, after duly worshipping the log, he can make four deities out of that log, Sri Sri Jagannath, Sri Baladev, Sri Subhadra Devi, and Sudarshan Chakra. And then he can worship them.
And then it will be the fruit of serving Nilamadhav. Same Nilamadhav in four forms.
And he can make a very huge, beautiful temple for the deities and give them royal worship, royal service. Hearing this, the king was again very happy to hear the sound, the words of Sri Nilamadhav, and with great enthusiasm, he came upon that spot where he was given the direction. And with all his army and everyone, they were waiting that the log will be coming. And after a few days, they saw a very big log was flowing towards that side. And as it came nearby, the king ordered his army, his soldiers, very big elephants to go and get and bring that log in a very nice, respective, in a careful manner, so that they can do the needful and follow the rest of the instructions, what they heard in the aerial sound. As the servants of the king, they approached the log and they tried to take him out of the water, they could not do anything. It was so heavy. They tried with so many elephants, but yet they could not move it in even an inch. Again, the king was disheartened and he was thinking what to do. And again, the aerial sound came and the voice said that, O king, now you should go and you should bring that Shabar, the king of the Shabars, Vishwavasu, your father-in-law, and you should also bring Vidyapati, your priest. They should both come and they should both touch each side, and then I'll automatically come towards the shore. And then also you should arrange a very nice chariot on which I'll be placed. So king followed the instructions, and then Vidyapati and Vishwamitra Shravar, they entered the water, and after worshipping, paying obeisances, they invited the log to come out of water. And just by their touch, very easily the log came out of water. And then after bringing him on the chariot, they brought him to a place where they will make four deities out of that log. The king, he made the announcement all over his kingdom that all the expert carpenters who can make very beautiful deities with very nice eyes and good shape, they should come and they should make deities out of this log. So many came, so many carpenters who were so expert and also have been doing this job for so many years, they came to the king, and king said, okay, you should try. Now all of them, after duly worshipping their instruments and tools, they came, and when they tried to carve deities out of this log, none of their tools could do anything. In fact, their tools broke when they touched the log. Now the king was thinking, what to do again? I'm not able to do anything. And as he was worrying, one old Brahman approached him. And this Brahman requested the king that, O king, if you allow me, then I can do this service for you. In 21 days, I can make beautiful four deities from this log. But I have one condition. And the condition is that you will not open the door for 21 days, and I'll be inside and I will lock it from inside. For 21 days, nobody should disturb, nobody should open. If you open, then I will leave the work there only. The king agreed to the condition, and the Brahman entered in a hall which was made for this purpose, and he locked him inside, and the work went on for one, second, third day like this. At the 14th day, the queen told the king that it's been 14 days this old Brahman has been inside, and we are not hearing any sounds of carving the deity also. What has happened? And he haven't asked even for a glass of water, no eating, no foodstuff. Maybe he has died. So as they were thinking, the ministers, who were very intelligent and wise, they told the king that you should wait for that Brahman, because that Brahman was not ordinary. That Brahman named Maharana, he was not ordinary Brahman, because we tried so many carpenters, they could not do anything, but he is doing, that means he is a very special person. We must listen to his advice and we should wait for 21 days. But when the queen insisted, the king could not control himself and he ordered the door to be broken. Then on the orders of the king, the door was broken, and then when king entered, he saw there were three main deities and Sudarshan Chakra, but these deities were not in a complete form. The hands were not completed, the lower part was not completed, and eyes were big, were not given the proper shape, and the Brahman was not there anymore. They searched all around, but they could not find that old Brahman. Then the minister told the king that, I told you, this Brahman was no one else but Jagannath Dev himself. He came there, and he was doing this service, and you interrupted. Now king was feeling again very disheartened and offensive. He thought, I made an offense to the deity. Now what shall I do? Now there is no hope for me. I shall give up my life. And again he made an attempt to commit suicide by not eating anything. But again the aerial sound came, and Jagannath spoke to him. Oh king Indridumna, you should not be worried, because there is one special purpose. It's my desire to manifest myself in this special form. So now you shall make a very huge, beautiful temple, and you should install these deities there, and you should offer royal service to these deities, because this is my desire to manifest myself in this form of Sri Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Sudarshan Chakra. Now the king, as he did all this service on the orders of Sri Jagannath Dev, Sri Jagannath Dev very mercifully, he asked the king, because he was very pleased from the service of king, he told the king to ask for benediction. And the king said, no, I am very happy to serve you, I don't want any benediction. But Jagannath Dev said that you must take, because my darshans are never go in vain. You have done so much service, so I shall fulfill your desire. Then first the king said that I want that you should eat so much in the day that your hands should not become dry. That you should eat and you should wash your hands. You should eat and then you should wash your hands. And
all
your darshans, all day you should keep eating, and your darshans should only be closed for 4 hours, not more than that. And hold all rest of the time, everyone should take your darshans. You should mercifully give chance to everyone to take darshans and service all the time. And Jagannath Dev became very happy and he said, so shall it be. But you should ask something for yourself. I want to give you something. And then King Indradyumna said, okay, if you really want to give me something, then give me the boon that I should not have any progeny. No more generations. I don't want any children. And Jagannath Dev smiled and he said, why you want that? And Indradyumna said that, King Indradyumna said, because when my child, my children will grow up, then what they will do? They will claim the proprietorship of this temple. They will say, oh, we are the owners, and they will take all the pranami and all the donations, and they will try to control you. So I don't want. No children, then no problem. And you should yourself make arrangements for your service, that who you want to take service from. And Jagannath Dev, he was very happy and he said, so shall it be. And he told that now you should, this Vidyapati priest, he has been married twice. He is a Brahmin. When he was in the kingdom of his king Indradyumna, he was married to a Brahmini wife. And second marriage was given to the daughter of Vishravasu Chabar, who was Chabari. So he said, from these two wives, the sons or the descendants of the Brahmini wife, they should do my worship, and the Chabars, they should go and arrange my cooking all the time. And the descendants of the Vishravasu Chabar, they will be serving me for 15 days during this Rath Yatra festival.
10 days. Thank you.
So, this is first
history for that Nil Madhav Prabhu, he infested him in four. And every year on this very date, he manifested himself. That should be called festival for him. So each year, lakhs and lakhs devotees assembled there for card festival. But there was other so reasons. That is, Krishna himself manifested like Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. We will tell all these very beautiful stories, histories, tomorrow. And so many things, tomorrow is also
Hira Panchami.
Very good function. And so many good siddhant there. A dialogue between Shivas Pandit and Sarup Damodar. And also a dialogue from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar. Very, very high class of siddhant. We will discuss all these things in these 4 or 5 days. Very, very good instruction. If you will hear all these classes with very honor, I think your heart will be cleared. And you will have pure devotion to Radha and Krishna. And then you can be happy forever. Even your transcendental constitutional form will come and thus quickly advance. So try to hear it very carefully and with honor and with
patiently.
Yes, patiently and very strong faith. Gaur Brahmanam. I want that.